This is Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Poverty wages and brutal conditions and crippling injuries and intimidating, illegally firing and threatening its workers with deportation. The 5,500 workers in Tar Heel, North Carolina, face this every day at the world's largest hog processing plant.
We now take you to the New York City protest of Smithfield, where civil rights, faith, immigrant rights, and labor union activists gathered to protest Smithfield's widespread abuse of workers and its failure to recognize their right to join a union.
It's exactly 100 years ago that Upton Sinclair published his famous novel, The Jungle, his muckraking novel in which he exposed the brutal and exploitative working conditions in the meatpacking industry in Chicago. And the fact that we have to be here today in front of the New York corporate offices of Smithfield protesting those very same sort of conditions, this time at Smithfield, is nothing short of scandalous and, to use the language of religion, sinful that those conditions persist. Upton Sinclair was very strong in the language that he used why it was important to support the workers in the meatpacking industry. He said it was his holy and God-given purpose to bring justice to those workers. And I think we have that same sense of God-given purpose here today. So in a very real way, today, our presence here is a call to the management at Smithfield that they should repent. They should repent of the brutality, the injustice, the exploitation, the discrimination. And that finally, human values, not market values, are of ultimate worth. And so we gather here today to answer your call, and we pledge to pursue that vision of your justice from Main Street to Wall Street, from Tar Heel to Madison Avenue, from the shop floor to the corporate boardroom, from City Hall to the halls of Congress, until, in the words of your prophet Amos, justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. This is our prayer. This is our work together, today and for all days, and together we say amen.
Thank you, Rabbi. I'm Stuart Applebaum. I'm the president of the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union of the UFCW. I know the workers in Tar Heel, some of whom are here today, are heartened when they hear about this turnout here. This is not a new struggle for the workers at Smithfield Packing. They have been fighting for a voice in the workplace and better conditions since 1994. Smithfield Packing operates the world's largest pork processing facility. It employs 6,000 workers and slaughters 32,000 hogs each day. That's two hogs every second. And today, we'll hear about the conditions in the plant from the Smithfield workers who are with us. We'll hear about unsafe working conditions and crippling injuries, and employees who are fired because of those injuries and then denied workers' compensation, all for poverty-level wages. How does a company respond to workers' demands for a voice on the job? Smithfield has responded by creating an environment of intimidation, racial tension, and sometimes violence. In union elections in 94 and again in 97, the company engaged in widespread illegal activity, including illegal surveillance, intimidation, threats, coercion, and harassment of workers. And the result was a loss by the slimmest of margins. In 2000, an NLRB judge ruled the 1997 election invalid. Twice since then, once in 2004 and again in 2005, the NLRB rejected appeals by Smithfield to overturn the decision. how bad must conditions be for a George Bush NLRB to rule in favor of workers and against the company, not once, but twice. And then in 2005, the NLRB issued another ruling, ordering that Smithfield and its subcontractors cease and desist from unlawfully discharging its employees, physically assaulting its employees, threatening its employees with arrest by federal immigration authorities, causing its employees to be arrested, threatening its employees with bodily harm, informing its employees that they were discharged for engaging in protected concerted activities. And that was a quote. Human Rights Watch, an independent non-governmental organization, has issued two reports documenting widespread abuse and dangerous working conditions at Smithfield. We won't stand idly by. Everybody here today knows, and we want Smithfield to know, that we will continue to make ourselves heard until the workers at Smithfield have a voice on the job. Until there is justice at Smithfield. I now have the privilege to introduce our next speaker, Sonia Ivany from the New York State AFL-CIO. Sonia serves as the president of the New York City chapter of the Labor Coalition for Latin American Advancement, LACLA. And the working men and women of New York City can always count on Sonia to be there to support workers as they strive to improve their working conditions, as they struggle to gain a voice in the workplace for the rights of working people. Sonia Ivany.
Si se puede! Si se puede! Se puede! Justice at Smithfield now! Justice at Smithfield now! Sisters and brothers, here today, a united New York City, labor, community, elected, and religious leaders stand in solidarity to demand justice for Smithfield workers now. We call for an immediate end of the labor abuses, intimidation, and violation of civil rights perpetrated against the 6,000 courageous workers at Smithfield in Tar Heel, North Carolina. Agencies such as Human Rights Watch and the National Labor Relations Board have cited Smithfield Packing for violating the human rights and denying the right to join a union to its predominantly African-American, Latino immigrants, and one-third women workforce. They have also been cited for blatantly denying workers compensation to injured workers and for retaliation against workers for reporting workplace injuries. We urge all New Yorkers to join the Coalition for Justice at Smithfield and support the struggle of Smithfield workers, because it's the right thing to do, it's the moral thing to do, and we have to stand up for worker rights and human rights. We stand in solidarity and demand the right of Smithfield workers to a union contract, and we demand that right now. And we call on the City of New York to conduct a review of its pork purchasing through city agencies, contractors, and suppliers, and no longer purchase products from Tar Heel, North Carolina. Yeah. New York City stands on a proud history on issues of human, labor, and civil rights. Let's continue that legacy by joining the campaign for social and economic justice of
the workers at Smithfield Tar Heel, North Carolina. Porque sí se puede. Sí se puede. Sí se puede. And together we can do it. Okay. Now, it is an honor to present a courageous leader, a courageous worker, a person who has sacrificed through great commitment, who's here representing the workers at Tar Heel, North Carolina, in that horrendous Smithfield plant. Our sister, Rani Ann Simmons, who's here with us today. Okay. Rani Ann Simmons started working at Smithfield as a box maker almost 10 years ago, making only $7.50 an hour. Rani has done a lot of back-breaking jobs there, including working on the kill floor, on the cut floor, and in rendering. Now she's back in box maker. Our sister, after years of back-breaking work at Smithfield, has suffered severe workplace injuries, including a bulge in her spinal cord, arthritis, bone spurs, and carpal tunnel in her hands. Rani is a great leader in the fight to gain respect and dignity and a union contract at Smithfield, Tar Heel, North Carolina. Here she is, our great sister, Rani Simmons.
I would like to start off saying I'm glad to see each and every one here helping us stand behind our fight. My brothers and sisters that stand behind me, even with the 5,500 employees at Smithfield Tar Heel of North Carolina. I'm here today to tell y'all that Smithfield do not care about what we want. I'm here today to get everyone to join in our fight and to help us get a contract. Get out, make these people listen to us, not just to listen. To get these people to stand straight. Give us all what we want. We want a contract. We want to be counted as individuals, not as a hog, but as a human being. Today, that's why I'm here in New York, standing in front of one of Smithfield's largest buildings, to let all these people upstairs know and everyone on the streets know we want to be treated fairly. We're tired of hiding. This is not 94 anymore. This is 2006. We want our voice heard, and we're going to get our voice heard. Whatever it takes, we're going to get these people to listen to us and to give us what we want. We're tired of blood, sweat, and tears. We're tired of looking behind our backs, scared to say something. Scared to get everybody in the plant to join because people are scared. We have been intimidated too long. 14 years is too long. So I'm standing here today in New York in front of one of Smithfield's largest buildings, asking each and every one, please give us some help. And I bless and I thank everyone for listening. Thanks a lot, New York.
Thank you, Rani. Our next speaker is Brother Joel Magajon, Executive Director of Asociación Tepeyac de New York. Tepeyac is an organization located here in New York City dedicated to promoting the rights of immigrants. Brother Joel and Tepeyac understand the struggles the workers of Smithfield face and their desire for a voice at the workplace because they see workers facing the same struggles here in New York City. Brother Joel.
Thank you for coming to support the immigrants and other U.S. citizens who are working in those plants, not only in North Carolina. So I really appreciate that. We really appreciate that UFCW is supporting those workers. We really need that kind of help because we have the same problem everywhere. Probably those who live in the city don't know who are making these packages to eat every day. So everybody who's eating chicken every day here should think who are doing that jobs. And we hope that this fight from UFCW is going to give more better conditions for those workers who are in North Carolina and all the East Coast, all the South in the United States will be changing if we change the conditions of in this meatfield company. So don't give up this fight, and we will be supporting your fight since we know that many workers are united in this fight, and we will be supporting from New York City. So Asociación Tepeyac will be supporting everything from here and making aware the workers and the people who are every day eating from supermarkets those products that their workers are packaging every day. So don't give up, and God bless you, everybody who are working in this fight. Si se puede, si se puede, si se puede. And thank you.
We are New York City LACLA, of course, with in partnership with the UFCW and RWDSU, and many other community and labor partners, are in the process of working on a resolution which will be submitted to the New York City Council. We are looking to get a resolution passed at the New York City Council opposing the practices at Smithfield. This is something which will come to your attention within a very short time, and we're really looking forward to everybody working together to ensure passage of that resolution at the New York City Council. So we're going to be calling on everybody here to say, si se puede, to the New York City Council, si se puede. Si se puede.
Si se puede.
Gracias, gracias.
Si se puede.
Si. Now, it is also an honor now to introduce a leader from, she's actually a pastor, and her name is Pastor Claudia de la Cruz, who's here to show her solidarity with the Smithfield workers.
Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. This is true in this moment as it was for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the 60s. In my community of faith, San Romero de las Americas in Washington Heights, we believe that standing in solidarity with our sisters and brothers in Tar Heel, North Carolina, is not only an issue of morality, it's an issue in the simplest term of human responsibility. Their struggle is the struggle of people everywhere. The struggle of the working class. The struggle of communities of color. The struggles of poor people. As human beings, we have the right and the responsibility to come together in this place to transform the oppressive and inhumane conditions that violate the human rights of our sisters and brothers. It is our human responsibility to constantly denounce companies such as Smithfield that are systematically violating the human rights of our sisters and brothers by physically abusing them, harassing them, laying them off for speaking out against the company policies, shouting racial slurs and degrading comments to the workers, and exploiting them. We are fired up and we won't take it anymore. Let me hear you say that. We are fired up and we won't take it anymore. We will not stop the boycotting. We will not stop the protesting until Smithfield acknowledges the humanity of their workers. The workers have the right to defend their right, to be unionized, and claim their dignity is Millfield is not going to respect their workers, their human rights, and continue to treat them as slaves, then they should very well be put to shame and be called the 21st century slave masters. They should be very well be called devils, because they are threatening the security, the well-being of their workers. There is no greater sin than assuming a position of dehumanizing and denigrating human beings. From Tar Heel, North Carolina, to New York City, we are fed up, and we won't take it anymore. We demand that the workers of Smithfield Company be allowed to unionize. We will continue to stand with the workers in Tar Heel, North Carolina. We can and we will. Si se puede. Bendiciones.
Our next speaker is Keith Ludlum, who is a worker at Smithfield Packing. He went to work at Smithfield in Tar Heel after serving in the First Gulf War, working at the stockyard where the pigs are brought into the plant. Keith was fired for union activity during the first attempt of Tar Heel workers to vote in a union in 1994. For more than 12 years, Keith fought to get his job back, despite the fact that the court upheld his claim that he was fired for union activity. Smithfield has refused to rehire him. In August 2006, the company was finally forced to return Keith to the stockyard with back pay. Impressively, Keith immediately rejoined the fight for the union. And Keith has signed up many of his co-workers while becoming a fearless leader in the plant, in the fight for justice at Smithfield. Keith Ludlum.
You. That's what we need. This is how we make change. And this is what we want in Tar Heel, North Carolina. For people to be able to stand up, that's right, that's their right by law, and speak out and come together. This is our right by law, and we're being denied in Tar Heel, North Carolina by this company that's buying up hog plants and beef plants off of the profits and the blood money that they're dividing off of the backs of workers. They made an example of me and other workers in 94. Well, your example's back. And I've got friends with me. And I want to thank the union workers and the community here in New York for joining us in this fight. Because you can make change. Okay? Don't spend your hard-earned money on a company that is abusing and killing workers every day. Not in the United States in 2006. Every day, workers are injured and fired at that plant. If they report the injuries, they're intimidated and fired for reporting those injuries. The injuries are increasing every year. We need a union contract, not just for better pay, but for better working conditions, to have a voice and be recognized as human beings. We're fighting and fighting hard to get it in Tar Heel, North Carolina, a union contract. Get involved. Help us out. I thank you. And I want to thank... Chris, did you want to say something?
I want to say this. In North Carolina, old country boy, I stay 2 miles from the hog plant, processing plant. Started in 1992, got determinated in 1994. And first of all, I thank God for what he done. And then the union. Because all through those years, went on 13 years, I waited and waited and didn't give up. I stood for my rights. Regardless, I was in the South, I was in the North, I stood for my rights. Didn't know how, no idea or nothing. The people told me, say, yeah, well, they have lawyers. They have all, they know you starting this. I mean, just go ahead and quit. No, not me. I'm not a quitter. I'm a fighter. One thing I'm going to say, when I started at that plant, before they restated my job back too. And I'm started back 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago. And so, like I said, God didn't make no other man to be scared of another man on earth. Only thing you do, fear God. Don't fear no man. I'm not scared of no man. And I'm saying this to say that. Those people down where I stay in North Carolina, they know me at the plant. I am well known at that hog plant. And think about it, those people that they need support bad. I know what it's like. And I was most of all, I thank God for the supporters from the union. Thank you, support.
What's outrageous? What's outrageous? What's disgusting? What's disgusting? What's disgusting? What's outrageous? What do we want? When do we want it?
A century after Upton Sinclair's The Jungle shocked the world about the atrocious conditions endured by workers in meatpacking plants, time stands still at Smithfield. Well, we're never going to give up.
And this has been a Building Bridges, your Community and Labor Report special, produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.